It's time for some more Blueprint tips and tricks, and we're joined by Adam Liao, who's going to talk us through how to make an Asian salad. Adam, the Asian salad, what makes it different? What makes it perfect?
Well, they're very popular these days. You know, you've got your Vietnamese chicken and cabbage salads with a bit of mint through it, or a Thai-style tom sum, or a Chinese-style chicken salad that has a few more aromatic flavors to it. And the thing that connects them all and the thing that makes them special is that they are very, very much about texture.
How so? Are they typically ingredients that we don't tend to do raw, or is it more complicated than that?
It's a little bit more complicated than that because they don't focus so much, I guess, on these leafy greens that we might do in a traditional Western garden salad, for example, where you've just got your lettuce and tomatoes that you cut a certain way. The knife work with an Asian salad, or the way you cut the vegetables, is where you create that texture. So you don't have the natural shape of a leaf. So if you're making your salad out of, say, cabbage, for example, you have to very finely shred it, or cucumber, you want to very finely shred that. And you have to use your knife or your slicer to create the texture in the salad through the way that you cut things.
I like to talk to professional food people about their knife obsession. Do you have a knife that you won't do without?
To be honest, I'm not a knife nerd. I have dozens of knives of varying quality and price, up to, I think my most expensive cost me about nearly $2,000 for a very, very handmade Japanese knife from a ex-samurai sword maker family.
You don't use that for the trying to quickly chop the frozen bolognese from the freezer?
To be honest, I don't use it at all. And that's the kind of reason why I don't have this kind of knife nerd genetics in me. We had one knife or two knives growing up, and it was an old plastic handled butter knife that was made of good steel that my grandma would sharpen on an old brick, and that's what we used my entire life growing up.
So you've said knife skills are vitally important for the salad. Are you a mandolin man?
I use a combination of mandolin and knife for the salads. So the mandolins can be a bit scary because I cut myself more often on a mandolin than I would with a knife, which is almost never. But they're very good for getting, if you're not confident with your knife skills, very, very good for getting even cuts that are very, very thin.
Okay, so texture's all important. The way you cut it's important. Do you have favourite ingredients when you're heading into an Asian salad?
Thinking about the texture, I tend to look for things like cabbage or green papaya when it's in season, or green mango. That has a lovely sweet sourness to it, but also that nice crunchy texture you're looking for as well. And then when you add texture at the end, so the vegetable type of texture, the finely shredded cabbage or papaya, etc., I tend to add at the beginning. The texture at the end, I use things like crispy shallots or peanuts or those kind of things.
So beyond the texture balance, what are the flavour balances you go for, and what order do you make them in, not to overpower the one with the other?
So there's the big difference in an Asian salad dressing and a Western salad dressing is that there's a balance of three different seasonings in there. There's usually something sweet, something sour, and something savory. So if we take, say, a Vietnamese Ngoc Cham, for example, they have sweetness from either caster sugar or regular white sugar or palm sugar, sourness from either vinegar or some kind of citrus, and then savory from usually fish sauce, if we're talking about a Vietnamese style dressing. And, you know, it can have garlic and chili and those kind of things in there, but they don't affect the seasoning balance. The seasoning balance, I'm talking about that balance between sweet and sour and savory. No matter how much garlic you put in there, it's not going to make it sweeter or more sour or more savory. So that's where people get into trouble with these dressings. They don't know how to balance three things. But the secret to doing that is to not balance three things. Just focus on balancing two. So we're very good at understanding the balance between sweet and sour, for example, because we've all had lemonade, we've all had sweet and sour chicken. We all understand that sweet and sour can be very pleasant when it's well balanced. And so I tend to say, mix together your sweet and sour ingredients, say sugar and lime juice, until it just tastes pleasant, until it's pleasant to you in terms of flavor, and that no one else can tell you how to do that, because it's your own palate and your own understanding of whether you like that a little more sour or a little more sweet. Then once you've got those two elements balanced, add in your savory flavor, so your fish sauce. You can add in as much or as little fish sauce as you like. It's not going to change the balance of sweet and sour, and you'll end up with a well-balanced dressing.
We're having this conversation at the wrong time. You're making my mouth water now. What's the best Asian salad you've ever had, and where were you?
Oh, geez. You know, I have a soft spot for the Thai Som Tam. And it's actually a pounded salad. So you get some of these really lovely ingredients, green papaya, they throw in shrimp sometimes, and tomatoes and things, and they pound it up in a mortar and pestle very lightly so that the ingredients are bruised, and then they start to dress the salad in the mortar and pestle. I had a really fantastic one on holiday in Thailand a little while ago, and it was in downtown Bangkok, and it was really good. That it was one of those ones that has fermented crab and things in it, which can be a bit off-putting, but it does add quite a good flavour. And the thing I love about the som tam is that you have the dressing on top of it, but then because it's a pounded salad, you have the juices of those vegetables mixing with the dressing. It just gives it a whole different lift of flavour.
We've talked texture, we've talked flavour balances, we've talked knives, but I just want to check herbs. Are there particular herbs you gravitate towards for an Asian salad?
Yeah, I don't tend to throw in... I mean, the classic line for a Vietnamese-style salad is you need 5 different herbs, and it's very hard to find 5 different Asian-style herbs unless you start looking a bit outside the box. And so I recommend doing that and just adding one herb that you may not normally go for. Say, for example, Vietnamese mint, or hot mint as it's sometimes called, or sawtooth coriander, or shiso, which is a Japanese herb and also very well, very often used in Vietnamese cooking as well. That slightly different flavour to your regular mint, coriander, basil can really change your experience of the salad that you've made.
Adam Liao is host of Destination Flavour on SBS and author of many cookbooks. We're going to have one of his Asian salads up on the Blueprint for Living program and Facebook pages. Thanks so much for your time, Adam.
Thank you.